This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. A soda or a fruit drink may be a cold and refreshing treat, but too many sugar-sweetened beverages can lead to serious health problems. Dr. Soyin Park is a researcher with CDC's Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity. She's joining us today to discuss the health risks associated with drinking too many sugar-sweetened beverages. Welcome to the show, Soyin.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Soyin, how common is consumption of sugar-sweetened drinks among adults in the U.S.?
It is very common. In 18 states, about 1 in 4 adults drink sugar-sweetened beverage at least one time a day.
Is it more common in any particular age group?
Yes, it is most common among young individuals. For example, young people aged 18 to 34 years are twice more likely to drink sugar-sweetened beverage than older people aged 55 or older.
What are the health problems associated with drinking too many sugar-sweetened beverages?
It has been linked to obesity, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, liver disease, kidney disease, and dental caries.
What are the healthy alternatives to sugar-sweetened beverages?
We recommend drinking plain water. If you like to make your water more exciting, add a slice of lemon, lime, cucumber, or watermelon. Other alternatives are fat-free milk, unsweetened tea, and limited amount of 100% juice. All the 100% juice provide vitamins. It also provides calories.
So, and where can listeners get more information about healthy beverage choices?
Go to cdc.gov and in the search box, type Rethink Your Drink.
Thanks, Soyin. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Soyin Park about the health risks associated with drinking too many sugar-sweetened beverages. Remember, because they have so many calories, sugar-sweetened drinks are associated with diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. So instead of sugary drinks, water is the best alternative and should be the drink of choice on a daily basis. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.